We're looking ahead to tomorrow night's game with St Pat's. What is the team news?
Mark Walsh is obviously long term. Joe Thompson is still in Scotland after the birth of his son, and Jamie McGonigal's put up a slight niggle this week, so we'll have to assess that in the morning and see where we are. But I think that's natural when you haven't trained in a while, and then you come in and you can pick up wee niggles here and there. But hopefully it's not too bad.
Of course, looking ahead to the game, what is your thoughts on the game? It won't be an easy task.
No, they're a very good team. I think they'll be right there at the end, competing to win the league. So we're going to a difficult venue. So we need to be, or we have prepared properly this week, and I think we can go there and get a good result if we reach the full potential that we can get to.
Of course, when you met them back in May, it was probably one of your first games that you met them in. Of course, you give them a game, it ended up 2-2, you'll be hoping to tick all 3 points this time.
Well, I would love to, but we go there expecting to win the game, or not expecting, we go there trying our very best to win the game, and one thing I can guarantee is the players will leave everything on the pitch to try and pick up the 3 points, and then we'll see where we are after the game.
Of course, you did bring in McGonigal last week and Junior. How do they fit into your system, Rory?
They've been brilliant. Real, give the place a boost. Training's gone up a level, and I think when you re-energise a group like that, then the other players respond, and it's given the whole place a lift.
Of course, another man on everybody's lips is Patrick McIlhenny. Has he signed a pre-contract with a club, or is he on the verge of coming to a club?
No, well, he's a player I admire, and I wouldn't be doing my job properly if I didn't try and bring him back to Derry. I obviously have a really good relationship with him, but at this minute in time, nothing has changed. He's a Dundalk player, but is there interest from myself and Derry and Patrick? Of course there is.
Of course, what is the latest on David Parkhouse as well?
David, there's been contact from a few clubs looking to speak to him. So again, same old boring answer. He's coming in, and he's been brilliant around the place. He's conducted himself the way that he always does, with real professionalism, and he's a great lad. And he remains a Derry player until we hear any different.
Thank you, Roy.
All right.